and then I collapsed. Bella? His voice was alarmed as he caught me and held me up. You made me faint, I accused him dizzily. What am I going to do with you? He groaned in exasperation. Yesterday I kiss you, and you attack me. Today you pass out on me. I laughed weakly, letting his arms support me while my head spun. So much for being good at everything, he sighed. That's the problem. I was still dizzy. You're too good. Far, far too good. Do you feel sick? He asked. He'd seen me like this before. No, that wasn't the same kind of fainting at all. I don't know what happened. I shook my head apologetically. I think I forgot to breathe. I can't take you anywhere like this. I'm fine, I insisted. Your family's going to think I'm insane anyway. What's the difference? He measured my expression for a moment. I'm very partial to that color with your skin, he offered unexpectedly. I flushed with pleasure and looked away. Look, I'm trying really hard not to think about what I'm about to do, so can we go already? I asked. And you're worried not because you're headed to meet a house full of vampires, but because you think those vampires won't approve of you, correct?